Good morning. It's 8:15. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aridoth, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Joined this morning by Knox County Sheriff David Clegg, winding down the at least that portion of the career. Sheriff, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Well, thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning. Well, of course, we'll get you on more when you're all done and you're just relaxed and got nothing to worry about.
Might be too busy.
that does happen, doesn't it, when you retire? All right. Well, just been, a couple of weeks ago, the Knox County Board passed a new ordinance allowing ATVs in the county. And it's, you know, interesting, as we talked about this off the air, in a lot of ways, with farmers being exempt, there was a lot of this already actually going on. And then also, as you kind of looked at it, at the individual communities throughout the county, a lot of them were already allowing this as well.
Exactly. And that's a very important statement about the farmers. I think some farmers believe that they are not able to drive their ATV, but as a warning, I'll say this. A farmer goes to plot A to check on crops or livestock, whatever it may be, and upon that completion decides to go into, let's say, Abington for dinner. He cannot do that. So it's strictly from the residence to the plot and back. So I want to clarify that because there was a lot of questions asked early on about it. And yes, farmers do have that right, always have had that right, and with one exception, and that is they can't vary off of their trip back home.
Yeah, I suppose talking to members of your department, that's probably pretty much what you've seen. I mean, has there been a problem at all with
that you're
aware of?
Yeah. One gentleman had called me probably early last summer. A farmer, and again, he was asking, can I leave that farmland and go in to Abington and have dinner? And the answer is no. And he thanked me and said, okay. So, you know, I think face value, the people have been doing well. The farmers have been doing well, respecting what is right and what's wrong.
You know, Sheriff Clegg joining us here this morning. The new ordinance with the ATVs being allowed on county roads. Your thought initially when this kind of came up, you thought, man, this doesn't seem like a very good idea. Until you started looking into some of the things, what kind of changed your thinking on it?
Well, this goes back several years for me. I am always concerned regarding traffic crashes. You start hearing complaints from citizens that little Johnny, 10 years old, was driving the golf cart. So years pass. You see that Abington, Knoxville, Williamsfield all have that privilege. Monmouth has it. And that kind of changed my line of thinking. Now, I'm very concerned about the traffic crashes. But in all honesty, I don't think that's going to increase. I can only hope it decreases.
I know obviously state highways, they won't be allowed. Will they be able to cross the state highways?
They can cross, okay. But they cannot travel.
How about the county highways? I know County 10 was a big point about it, that as busy as that is. But
I think at that point, I think it's very difficult to say this road is in, but this road's out.
Right, right.
And it's going to just jeopardize law enforcement on the enforcement because the obvious question or answer is going to be, well, I thought I could drive on County 10, and you can't. So I think we've left that well enough alone. You know, driver's discretion on that because County 10 is probably one of the most traveled roadways in the county.
Yeah. And as a department, you can't, you know, there's a whole lot. How many miles of county roads?
722 square miles.
Here in Knox County. You can't be out there covering them all, sitting on every road, watching what's going on. So, again, you have to think that those people who are using those vehicles are going to be following the laws. And for the most part, what was going on already, that was the case, it seems like.
And I think what we're going to see, and I've said it before on other cases, but you know, the ones that are doing things legally are not the problem. It's the ones that are doing it. I drive my ATV to the bar and get intoxicated.
Right.
Those are the problems, and we'll probably never, ever
stick with the lawnmower, right?
That's right. That's right. I saw a new one the other day.
Mine's a push mower.
Yeah.
The guy was driving in a push cart from a grocery store. He had a motor on it, and in front of him was a big metal container that he was picking trash up in. And he was moving pretty good.
Yeah, it's my dad.
Okay, so Tyler, out on your road, do you anybody in your family or anybody, do you see anybody back and forth in ATVs at all? Or
yeah, I mean, farmers use like gators, you know, to get from field to field. But then every once in a while, there'll be some side by sides that'll go by, which I mean, I'm just on, you know, just a one lane gravel road. So I mean, usually they're just kind of going around a field. You know, they're never on a highway or anything. So
yeah. Yeah. Knox County Sheriff David Clay joining us here this morning. New ordinance ATV use in Knox County. Okay, so the vehicles themselves, one, they have to basically have everything, all the safety that an auto has, right? With the lights, brake lights, seat belts and everything. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, brakes, steering wheel, tires, rear view mirrors, slow moving, reflective.
Okay, so not necessarily like the light turn signals and lights and all that.
Well, headlights,
okay.
Tail lights, brake lights, turn signals, seat belts.
So it was pretty much. I mean, so you're looking at like, yeah, the utility vehicles, not golf carts, then, because not. I mean, sure, there are some people that have that on their golf carts, but that's a lot to have on a golf cart, though.
Yeah. But still, if you're going to utilize that golf cart, it's got to be.
Yeah,
and I had seen last summer over in Monmouth a side by side, and had no doors on it. Unfortunately, there was an infant child and a baby sitting in the front, and there was another one in the back. That concerns me. And I'm not saying that person was violating any law. She was driving very carefully, but you can drive carefully and somebody else is going to cause the issue.
Yeah.
And I hope we don't see that in the county.
What's the minimum age on driving these things?
You have to be 18 years of age with and possess an Illinois driver's license.
Okay, so the other question on the farm side of things, because we know, you know, growing up, we all had kids we went to school with that were from farm families, and they learned and were driving tractors at, you know, 10 years old. Is that the case with the farmers as well still, the rules on the ATVs, or is there still exceptions?
I think there's exceptions.
Okay.
And I think at first a lot of board members were in favor of being 21 years of age. Well, I think we're stretching it. So there's a happy median, 18. You would like to think that person that has that driver's license, 18 years of age, has had 2 years of experience driving already. And maybe has got the wildness out of him or her.
And, at 18? I don't know.
That's why I said maybe.
I just turned 60, Dave, and I don't know if I've gotten that
back
out.
When I was 17.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying, though. You've got some experience. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, nothing says that 5 years from now that they can't abolish this ordinance. Very simple. And, you know, it's governed by a county ordinance, fines and fees, and obviously if you're arrested for DUI, then it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. So, okay, let me ask, because we talked about, you know, like with the lawnmowers or different types of vehicles, with the ATVs, if you have like a pending DUI, your license is suspended, you said you do have to have a valid driver's license, so you would not be able to drive these.
That's correct.
Okay, if that's the case. Well, that makes a lot of sense then. Knox County Sheriff Dave Clegg joining us here this morning. As far as policing in the county, I mean, I'm guessing this is not going to change the way that your deputies do their jobs at all?
No. Yeah. In fact, I think it's probably going to lessen complaints being called in.
Yeah.
Some of the areas on the eastern side of the county, we get a lot of calls on.
Yeah.
And with this enacted, as long as everybody's doing the law right, our job is going to be much easier.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to make a guess that because with a golf course and kind of a recreation area, that Oak Run might be one of those places probably have gotten a lot of calls, and that probably, you know, like you said, golf carts or utility vehicles. And I've seen, you know, having golfed out there before, I've seen it. I guess I never really thought about it because, it seems like in any community where there's a golf course nearby, not necessarily out near Bunker, but, you know, even in the county or whatever, that you see a lot of that. So.
Right.
Now, but you know that in the area out there, yeah, I guess I understand what that people were complaining because there the roads out there with the curves and everything, yes, could be in the woods could, yes, be a little bit dangerous for those slow moving vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's hope that that solves the issue at Oak Run. And you know, I'll also remind the listening public that Galesburg does not have this.
Right.
So just because the county has it does not allow you to drive into Galesburg.
Yeah. And I say, because you mentioned what Abingdon does, Knoxville does, but
I think Williamson.
Oneida, Altona, Watauga, Rio.
I'm not sure about Oneida and Altona.
I've never seen them going through those committees, so that doesn't mean that's not the case, but I just suppose, I don't know, unless you need one for any reason.
Right.
So you better check with your community ordinances. Just because the county says yes doesn't mean you can do it in your community,
that's right,
including Galesburg. Anything else on this in particular that you'd like to get to, Sheriff?
No, I don't think so. I think that pretty well sums it up. I just wish that, hope that everyone's careful, obey the traffic laws, and be able to get up in the morning and do it again.
Absolutely. Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us here this morning. Was there something else I was going to ask him about on the air? I might have just thought it in my head. You might not have heard it. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't read your mind anymore.
There's stuff I was going to ask about off the air, but I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, Sheriff, always appreciate your time. And I know next time we'll be talking. Hopefully there won't be anything major between now and a week or so. So will the official date, once the election is over, are you done, or are you still till the end of the year?
Well, you know, it's kind of confusing. The election, whoever wins the election on November 8th does not get sworn in as sheriff until like December 2nd or December 5th.
Okay.
So there's a lag time there of which enables the outgoing sheriff to be able to – I've been packing for like 3 or 4 days now, still not seeing daylight.
Yeah.
To be able to get out and you know, my projection is probably around Thanksgiving when I'll be done. And that way it enables that new person to come in, and if he wants to paint, do this or do that, he can do it.
I get one thing I did think of course, a rash here in Galesburg. People, for the most part, leaving vehicles unlocked and leaving valuables in, and you know, mostly for the most part, they're not breaking in; they're just opening them and taking stuff. Has that been an issue in the county as well?
It may be, and we're not aware of it.
Yeah.
But as far as complaints being called in, no.
Lock your doors.
That's right.
Pretty simple. Yeah.
And take the key with you. Go inside.
Don't leave valuables.
You know, and a key is a very good offensive tool.
Yeah.
So if somebody were to break in, you've got something close by.
There you go. All right. Well, Sheriff, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.